encourage people to know one thing. There is no leader of a country that will visit another country, and all he will have to tell you is that I am maltreating my people. It's not possible. They will always come you to tell you good stories, the reason why you don't need to help us, that we are liars. Meanwhile, they are maltreating us. The government of Nigeria doesn't care for us. They don't know anything about us. Even though we struggle to go to school, our parents struggle to find us a level, so that at the end of the day, when we grow up, we can stand on our feet. But the Nigeria government is not bothered about that. Even our education is one day in, one day out. If we are not on strike today, we are not in school. If students are on strike today, the next day the lecturers will be on strike because of low payment. So there is no government, there is no person in government that will visit another country and come to tell you, you see my Nigerian people, I am maltreating them. No way. They will always come to tell you they are okay, they are well fed, their education is right, their social welfare is right, their medical welfare is right. We are just appealing. We are not here to sit on social. We can work. Majority of us went to school as far as BSc, HND. Some people of us even have masters. But at the end of the day, all we carry about is just our certificates, no work. And by the time you even find somebody to offer you a work, it's either you know somebody from somewhere, or you are ready to use your body, or you are ready to give bribe. There are even some cases where you give bribe and at the end of the day you still lost the job, unless they sleep with you. And as a married woman, it doesn't make any sense. All we come to Ireland for is not because of us, but because of our kids. What we went through, we don't want our kids to suffer it. For example, in the private hospital I use, because General Hospital is nowhere. Is nowhere to be found. The private hospital I use, if they want to do a cesarean operation for a pregnant woman, without 500,000, you are not being attended to. Lives has gone like that. And so many that even gave birth, that you paid the 500 naira, one mismanagement or the other, maybe generation failure, electrical failure, they've gone like that. Thousands and one of them have gone. We are appealing. We are here in Ireland to work, to make a better living. Because what affects us affects our kids, and it goes down the line. So we are just here to appeal to the Irish people. We are not here because of the social benefits. We can contribute. We went to school. We can do more. So that is what we are just appealing to them. They should allow us to stay and work. Ireland is a peaceful place for us. Ever since we've come to Ireland, we can sleep well. How dare you sleep well in Nigeria? Even when you get back home around 10 o'clock in the night, no light, you struggle to find something for your children and your husband to eat, the following morning, 6 o'clock, you are on the road. We are not all that stable, even in our mind. Despite the fact we have a work, but it doesn't make any meaning to our lives and to our kids. We are appealing. Please, let us stay and work. Let's contribute our own quota. People are looking at us as women, women, women. We can do. We can perform. We can act. So we are just appealing. Please, let us stay and work so that our kids, too, we have a good story to tell. We are not telling any good story because we've not enjoyed anything. But we believe our coming here can make our kids enjoy a better life. Thank you.